Secretary of State Antony Blinken is traveling to Beijing this weekend. He'll be the first cabinet official to visit China since President Biden took office. The hope is that this trip will allay global concerns that a deteriorating relationship between the two superpowers could erupt in conflict. Representative Andy Kim is a member of the new bipartisan House Committee on China, whose chair has called the U.S.-China rivalry an existential struggle. The New Jersey Democrat told me he's hoping for a more nuanced approach.
We can't be thinking about this as an existential threat or a new Cold War. You know, if something is an existential threat, how can you have conversation or dialogue with that entity or that person? How can you have diplomacy? I just find that the framing of existential threat is designed to try to exclude engagement and diplomacy. And that's a real problem.
So this visit is happening really at an all-time low with the relationship between the U.S. and China. And the previous visit was canceled over the spy balloon that flew over the U.S. What do you hope to see come out of this visit?
The first point is to set up that kind of regular engagement. You know, there needs to be a time when we're just having a regularized communication between, again, the two most powerful countries in the world. And what I hope we can get out of this is reestablishing some type of military-to-military channel, at least. I've seen way too many circumstances in my time in national security where just an incident or an accident or a misunderstanding can completely flare up and get out of control.
So right now, one of the big issues that is a cloud over the U.S.-China relationship is Taiwan. And already, before this visit is even happening, there was a call where China's foreign minister said to Secretary of State Blinken, don't touch our core concerns like Taiwan and stay out of our domestic business, human rights issues, this type of thing. What should be done, especially around Taiwan?
First and foremost, you know, we need to be clear that what we're trying to do is be able to protect the status quo. There are a lot of misconceptions there and suspicions there that are trying to make it seem like we're actually trying to move that status quo ourselves, and that is absolutely not the case. And that's why diplomacy matters.
You want a diplomacy first sort of approach
with
China. I
want a comprehensive approach. There is space and an important space for military deterrence and security, no doubt. But it has to be paired, and it has to be done strategically. You know, I think the biggest problem that I feel like I've seen on Capitol Hill in particular is our policy to China is so reactionary. We're just responding to the latest headlines. It's a spy balloon yesterday. It's TikTok today. And those are important issues. But our policy shouldn't just be that short-sighted. You know, we need to be thinking multiple years out the road of just what do we want to accomplish in the Indo-Pacific?
A lot of the time when you hear about the U.S.-China relationship, it's a lot about China's aggression and rising tensions between the U.S. and China. But how much of that soured relationship is due to the what you view as the short-sightedness of the U.S. policy towards China?
One thing that we need to make sure we're saying is that, you know, there are a lot of dangerous actions that the Chinese Communist Party has done. And so, you know, I think that's the important part is we can't look at diplomacy and deterrence as mutually exclusive.
Do you think that it is in Beijing's interest to attack Taiwan?
I think it's certainly their goal in terms of reunification. And that's something that they've been saying for decades. But I think they also recognize how complicated, how difficult this is. I mean, their military's never been tested in generations. I think they recognize how challenging it would be, how devastating it would be to the global economy. I don't want us to think that this is inevitable. And I do get concerned by some of the rhetoric that makes it sound like it's imminent. You know, we should be vigilant.
Do you think it's a mistake for so much of the public rhetoric out of the U.S. to be focused on Taiwan?
It's certainly a concern, but I don't want people to think that the entirety of our China policy and Indo-Pacific policy is a Taiwan policy. There's so many other issues. I mean, the U.S. and China, our economies are unbelievably intertwined.
Representative Andy Kim, Democrat from New Jersey, thank you so much for your time.
Thanks for having me.